Hello, my name is Christy. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am.
What can I help you with?
My question is on the current who's qualified for the vaccine. I see on the footnote 3 additional critical workers, and it lists finance. Gives an example of bank tellers or information technology and communication. Would insurance agents be in that category?
Honestly, I don't know. It doesn't specifically say insurance agents.
It doesn't. It you know, lists something that I would feel like that category would fall under, but it doesn't give an example of that, so I didn't know.
Hang on just a second. Let me.
All righty.
All right, hang on just a second.
All right.
All right, hang on.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't specifically state. I mean, whenever you, the way we're actually even pre-registering right now, we don't even get that information. The only thing we ask is the county that you live in and your age and name. We're not even, there's no way of us to even put down what you did or whether it was, you know, first responders or anything at this point.
Okay. We just, you know, most of us here in our office is not over 65, but we do work with the public and, you know, take payments in our office and are, I would think, as close to anybody as a bank teller would be. So we do.
I would say right. I completely agree. Yes, ma'am.
So you would think that we should qualify for the phase that we're in now of being able to get the vaccine?
I would think so, yes. I mean, because for one, there's just
left up to
it will
giving the vaccine.
Pretty much, yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's what I didn't know if, you know, if they're going strictly by what y'all say or if they are kind of making their own judgment calls.
No, they make their own judgment calls when you there at the different facilities.
Okay, that answers my question. I appreciate your help, Chris.
You're welcome. I hope I've been able to help. If you need any more information, you can also visit the following websites, the ADPH.org or the CDC.gov as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Thanks.